The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. And welcome to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live this evening in Studio 1A of the Beaver Valley Media Group, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free anywhere in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-1907. 5477. Send us an email right now in studio101@gmail.com. And now, your host of Down the Garden Path, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you, and welcome, everyone, to Down the Garden Path. Thank you for joining us this evening. I hope everybody is trying to stay cool. It's so hot out there, and it has been. So every week, my goal and vision for the show is to provide down-to-earth practical advice for your garden, plants, and all things landscaping, and lots of interesting things we throw in there in and around that topic. So I'm excited to kind of go a little off book, but have an interesting take on the garden this month or this week and talk about feng shui in the garden. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I hope our listeners will enjoy some tips and tricks. I do want to just hope everybody's garden is holding up in this heat. I know I've been feeling like all I've been doing is watering and watering and watering. So watering. Yes, for sure. And I just, one shout out I want to say is to not forget about our trees. I know people get concerned about their annuals and their containers and their vegetables, of course. But the trees, especially evergreens, the trees, even the city trees, they do need some extra attention. And when it comes to our evergreens, they don't usually, you know, our regular trees will kind of droop a little bit and kind of give you some clues that they are thirsty. But unfortunately, our evergreens just die. So they don't really give us a little bit of a warning. So just to start off the show, I don't want to beat that whole watering drum again, but I know we've all been trying to cope with this heat wave. So please pay attention to your city trees or especially any evergreens that you have in your yard. Even if they've been established, they've been a long time without some good foundation and some good water. So anyway, so back to our topic for the evening. I'm really excited to have Trish John here in studio with me. So the phone lines are open. Trish is an inspired feng shui practitioner, professional organizer, and young living distributor. She has been helping people get their homes and offices organized and feng shuied, I love that word, since 2005. Trish has been studying feng shui for over 20 years, and she's the founder of Your Spiritual Connection. Trish's passion in life is to help people make the connections in their life through feng shui, getting organized, and by using Young Living essential oils. She loves teaching her clients and the participants at her classes and workshops the benefits of adding feng shui to their indoor and outdoor environments. Trish offers feng shui and organizing consultations to fit everyone's budget, as well as classes, make and takes, and workshops throughout the Durham region on feng shui, organizing, and young living essential oils. Well, welcome to the show, Trish.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, excellent. I'm so glad you can join me. It's a nice little backstory in that I, in my landscape design business, I had come across several times this spring clients interested in feng shui in the garden. And after one master plan that I created, the homeowner actually applied some feng shui to it. And we had to make some changes in the design. And so I was really inspired about learning more about it. And I had a great time with the homeowner. I hope she's listening. And, it was really interesting to create. And this garden was installed. Her whole backyard was transformed. And while that process was happening, don't I meet Trish?
Yeah.
I thought it was just perfect timing and meant to be. And she agreed to come on the show and to teach us all a little bit about feng shui in the garden. So welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with a brief overview of feng shui and how it relates to our inside and outside spaces.
Okay, feng shui, pronounced feng shui, was developed over 4,000 years ago in China. It's been around for a very long time, so it's certainly not any type of fad.
Right.
Some people have never heard of it. I'm not sure where these people are living because it has been around forever. So feng shui is an ancient Chinese art of object placement and your environmental design, so it goes very well with gardening as well. Basically, feng shui is make sure that your environment or your space is supporting you and not depleting your energy. There's nine areas of feng shui that we deal with, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. As well as there's three schools of feng shui. There's number one, which is the most traditional, and it's called traditional classical feng shui. That's most people understand feng shui as compass,
okay.
But not all feng shui is compass. I don't do compass feng shui. The second one is modern or Western feng shui. That's basically... It's just a newer way of looking at feng shui. It's got a little bit of difference. That's kind of what I do as well, because it's intuitive as well.
Mm.
And then the third type of school of feng shui is the black sect feng shui, which is what I do.
Okay.
And that schooling is about the energy, the object placement, how you feel in your environment, how your environment makes you feel, and how your floor plan affects you and all those types of things. And again, it's about intuitiveness as well.
Black sex sounds rebellious, though, or something just or stronger.
No, it's just, it's, I guess, I think it's easier to implement because with compass, it's all about the direction and you can't move your front door.
Right.
Right. So that's why I like the black sex. It's more about the reality of how we live today, not how we lived 4,000 years ago.
Right.
That's the difference. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Do the same rules apply? Like inside, how you set up your inside of the house versus the outside of the house?
It does. It's very similar because basically your environment mirrors your life. So inside and outside. If your inside is cluttered and dirty and, nothing's functioning, things are broken, or your garden is the same way, you have leaves, you have trees that have fallen down, your sheds are, full of junk.
Weeds.
Everybody has weeds.
Yeah.
But, those things are affecting you, inside or outside your home, for sure. Don't think that because it's in the garage or outside on the lawn, it's not affecting you because you see it.
Mm.
And when you see things on a regular basis, it's definitely going to make a difference on your energy. It's either going to deplete you or it's going to support you.
Oh, okay.
So that's how you have to look at it, for sure.
Okay. So now we don't want you to give all your secrets away, but we would love to hear some of your basics of what we should think about, especially at the front of our house.
Okay. My paper. Okay. So my number one tip for listeners tonight is about the feng shui, the qi or your energy loves. Big fan of curb appeal.
Ah, that's good to hear.
Yes, for you, yes. It is. Right? So, yes, if your home doesn't look nice, doesn't attract visitors with the, this is so beautiful feel, it's depleting your chi, your energy for sure. So you really
want home value.
Yes. Oh, my God. Especially with the market the way it is today.
Yes,
it's
yeah.
all about the curb appeal.
Curb appeal.
Sure. Yeah. So definitely make your home look beautiful and keep it looking beautiful all year, not just in the summer or the nice weather.
Mm.
Like attracts like, so remember that.
Okay.
If you want good things coming into your life, you have to project that image out there as well,
okay.
or it won't come to you like that.
Okay. some practical things. So you know, of course, everybody thinks they have a front, nice front curb appeal, right? That's right. One of those things that's a bit in the viewer's eyes, right? Eyes in the beholder.
Yes.
But are there some practical things, you know, furniture on the path or containers, like, you know, should we have containers on our front porch?
Okay. Definitely no, you know, recycling bins or garbage containers on your front porch, because you have to think about it, how it makes you feel when you come out your door, as well as how you feel coming up to your door, like after the end of the day when you're coming home from work.
Right.
As well as how passerby see it. I mean, to me, it would go, ugh.
Yeah.
I would never want to see that. It would not be inviting. Certainly wouldn't want me to come up to your front door. Mind you, it might get rid of the telemarketers and all those people that come up to your door. But it wouldn't be very inviting.
Yes.
And you want your front door entrance, especially, and your, you know, your property to look inviting.
Okay.
Because when you have it looking inviting, it brings the opportunities to you. It enters, the positive chi comes to you by doing that, yes.
Okay. Can you, because even in our conversations, you've mentioned chi. Is there a definition for chi?
Chi is your energy. It's everything that we have, everything on this earth is made of energy. So even, you know, the studio, everything in the studio has energy. I'm sensitive to energy and always have been. So when I walk into a room, I can feel the energy of, you know, if somebody had an argument.
Oh, Gary.
If someone's been arguing before I came, not that they have here.
Yeah.
I would feel that.
No.
I would feel that because that's me. But even sometimes you feel it but don't understand what it is you're feeling.
Right.
Children feel energy way more than adults do because they're more open to it and not so biased about everything. So energy is huge. It's so important that you feel it and respect it and fix it. Yeah, I would say that.
Fix it for sure. So chi is important.
Yeah, chi is very important.
Okay. So our front entrance is important.
It is. If you see a broken step, you know, leading up to your front door,
and
especially with the stones, how they sink.
Yes.
It drives us nuts because we have that issue. Mm. Every couple of months, my husband has to take it apart and readjust it.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's all in the base. So that's, a good contractor, and it's all in the base.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Ours is an older home, and, you know, who did it 10 years ago when we moved in, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, so we have to constantly maintain it, but that broken step, depending on where it is on your Bagua map, and we'll talk about that in a little bit as well, it affects that part of your life. So mine is in my career.
Oh.
So it's so very important that my steps are not fallen in because it can relate to something affecting my career.
Right.
You know, it could be, you know, when you walk up the step and you trip, it could be, you know, you get tripped up a lot, things don't work out, things fall through, all those type of things can happen. Same as cobwebs at your front door. I mean, you would be shocked on how many people don't pay attention to things like that. Cobwebs at your front door, no matter where it is on the Bagua, is stuck energy.
So you
have to realize that if it's like in my area where it's the career, that's a huge thing. My career is my career.
Yeah.
I can't have stuck energy there. So I'm daily, when I vacuum inside, I vacuum around my door.
Really?
It's just an automatic thing I do now.
Okay.
So I never have cobwebs.
Okay.
Knock on wood.
I'm going to go home and now we're going to have all these tips.
Don't be checking my home to,
we have
cobwebs and dust.
No, when we walked up to your studio, it's beautiful here.
Thank you.
I commented on that to Joanne a couple times.
The rest of the basement's a train wreck, but we're working on
it. The two studios.
Yeah, we're working
studio.
On
yes,
it
Yes, yes.
It's very beautiful.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'll have to think about that, about looking up. Because that's something you don't, you walk in your front door, and I look at my gardens, and I look at, you know, what's on the ground kind of thing.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah, but I might not be noticing cobwebs and things like that.
Yeah.
So for sure. Okay. Yeah.
And another thing is people have to be able to see the number of your house. So that was one thing that I noticed when I came here, your number was clear.
Oh, there you go, Gary.
And that is so important because if people can't find your house, the energy can't find your house.
Or EMS.
Yeah.
Now, GPS is don't find my house, but I think my number's okay. But the GPS, for some reason, because I'm on a square and I'm on one corner, but the GPS takes everybody to the other corner. So it's, you know, so that's good old GPS. But I think our house number's okay. So,
those are things that just think about and kind of take a mental note now that you know that because it really is so very important that your home is, you know, getting the attention it deserves.
Right, you know, right. And positive. These are fairly practical things.
They're
not
easy things to do.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to, you know, dig out your front porch and redo it. I'm just saying fix what you can.
Yes.
And when you can afford it. You know?
Yeah.
And if you can't do that, then there's something else we can add to it.
Okay.
So you have to always know there's always a cure.
Okay.
You know, it can go from little expense to a higher expense depending on what your budget is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. And in designing a front walkway, for instance, is there, should it? Now, I've learned this through my client, is the snow straight paths.
Yes. Feng Shui does not like straight paths.
No straight paths. And that is kind of the trend right now.
Yes.
Has definitely gone with the paving stones and things, larger paving stones and much more linear designs.
Right.
So it has definitely gone to, straight.
Yes.
Now, there is a tendency, because people are tending to walk from their driveway. So, you know, it's linear, but it still has a curve to it because of the direction.
Right.
I know in this backyard, I had drawn, we had two areas, a fire pit area and a patio area. And I had joined the two with large, like 30 by 30 inch stepping stones in a linear fashion, like, you know, two at a time, like two by two all the way to the next. And that was one thing we changed. So we made it a single row of 30 by 30 patio stones. And did them in a gentle curve.
Yeah.
So not a huge curve, but because it was a very linear backyard and they liked that and they didn't want to change that. But just making this subtle change really, I think it made it look good.
That's what I was going to say. It probably looked a little softer.
Yes.
Because the straight, you know, lines are very aggressive and you don't want that. For one, it makes the chi rush quicker.
Okay.
And in the garden, it's supposed to be slow and soft and relaxing. I mean, that's what most people use their backyard is to relax.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see all these straight, you know, jagged ends, it's going to make you feel uptight. It's not going to make you relax.
Right.
So that's why Feng Shui recommends the soft, curvy, you know, roads or pathways or gardens, even the gardens, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and I know, because it's one thing to draw it, but I know when we were laying them down, like all of us, including the two contractors, like all four of the homeowner, five of us, I guess, me and both the homeowners and the two contractors, then we're like walking it just to see like, okay, is this the right step? And did it have a really good feel? And
that's a good idea.
And so, and even all of even the guys were like, why are we doing it this way? And, you know, and they were really good. They, of course, measured it out. So there was, you know, the equal distance between each stepping stone. And it was also not directly in line with the back door also.
Yes.
So some of the little tidbits that I've learned.
Yeah, and those little things make such a difference in feng shui. It really can, and in your life, not just with feng shui. It's going to make the difference between, you know, great opportunities, happiness, to everything's going off-centered, everything's, you know, too fast, things like that. That makes the difference. So she, because she knows feng shui, she'll feel the effect more so.
Yes.
Because she gets it.
Yeah.
You may not notice it or feel it to that level because you don't get it. But I mean, now you're learning.
So yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. So that is important because I know even for the in-home feng shui, the front door is important.
So important.
Yeah.
Yes. That's where all your energy comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I figured the outside of the house would be very important as well. So how are we doing on time? So I do want to talk about backyards, but why don't we pause here for a commercial break? If our listeners have any questions, feel free to email us here at InStudio. What's the email?
InStudio101.
Sorry, everyone. InStudio101@gmail.com. Please send us an email or give us a call. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are on feng shui and if you have any questions. We will be right back on Down the Garden Path here on Reality Radio 101.
Choosing a restoration or general contractor can be a very daunting task. Who do you trust? What are their credentials? How much will my restoration or contracted project cost? Relax, take a deep breath, and then call Elite Restorations. At Elite Restorations, we have the ability, enthusiasm, and professional personnel to get your restoration or contracted project completed on time, within budget, and guaranteed. We specialize in kitchen, bathroom, and basement renovations, and only use the absolute best materials available to give your special project a beautiful new look and great function. Still need more information? Then visit our website at www.eliterestorations.ca or please call us at 905-686-5854. Elite Restorations, Canadian-owned and operated for over 10 years. Are you currently looking for home, automobile, business, or life insurance and live in the Durham, Ontario region, but you are just not sure where or who to turn to? Relax. The answer is WO Insurance Brokers. WO Insurance Brokers offers personalized service with very competitive rates. We offer monthly payments as well as a claims guarantee, making your insurance needs less stressful. Policy discounts are also available too. So what are you waiting for now? Call WO Insurance Brokers at 905-436-9090. Visit our website at www.woinsurancebrokers.com for more information. Remember, when you need a caring and professional insurance brokerage, WO is for you. At WO Insurance Brokerage, we are your hometown broker.
The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is always strongly advised. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live this evening, right now, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free anywhere in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Send us an email right now, instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right back to your host of Down the Garden Path, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you. We are back here on Down the Garden Path. Thank you for listening. We're back talking with Trish John, and we're talking about feng shui in the garden.
How does Trish like radio? Are you digging it, or you're...
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I'm really having fun. I'm quite enjoying this. It's
okay, cool.
Easier than you thought, right?
Yeah, it is. I was a little nervous, to say the least.
Yeah, that's for sure. So we do have an email from Chase. So I did want to... We'll cover all of Trisha's contact information at the end of the show, but for sure, her website is yourspiritualconnection.ca.
Yes.
And all your information's there, right?
Yes.
All your contact information there. And we'll talk about, Trish will talk about all her services and stuff. So stay tuned. You got to hang in for a bit more of the show. Or you can give us, send us another email if you've got another question. Thank you. Thank you very much, Chase. So before the break, we talked a little bit about the front yard. And I was going to ask about the backyard. Because my challenge I get everybody's front entrance, typical, you know, everybody changes a little bit, right?
Yes.
But everybody's front entrance is their front entrance.
Mm-hmm.
But backyards vary very much and come in all shapes and sizes and have many uses. Some people never go out there. Yes. Some people only go out there for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Some people live out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have so many, and some people eat out there and some people don't eat out
right.
there, you know, like
mm-hmm.
it just kind of goes and goes. And the big trend in landscape design are outdoor kitchens and outdoor fire pits.
Right.
And they're really
mm-hmm.
going all out in their backyards. How do we consider feng shui in the backyard?
Okay. So for the size of the lot shape is one of the very important, but everything with feng shui, you know, if it's not what it should be, there's always ways to change it.
Okay.
Either by, you know, completely changing the backyard, like with what you do, or you can just add cures that adjust things. So
okay.
if things are missing or offline, there's always ways to fix things, just what I'm trying to say. So the best shape for any backyard is either rectangular or square because it's easier to work with.
Right.
You know, like I said, if it's not, then there's other ways around it. So the main thing is to consider adding certain elements to your backyard.
Okay.
Because every area of the Bagua map has an element in colors and a position on the map. You have to take that in consideration when you're planning it. So when you're planning somebody's backyard, now that you're understanding the feng shui more and more, and mm-hmm. the Bagua and the placement of things, you know, if you can stick with the colors that are recommended for certain areas, like in the wealth area of your backyard, I would recommend colors like purple and, you know, silvers and golds if possible, and that can be in furniture as well as, you know,
plants.
Yeah,
okay.
So decorative things too. It's mm-hmm. not just the plants we're talking about here, as well as the elements. So for the wealth area, it would be water elements, so a water feature. It could be a bird bath, could be whatever, a fountain. And for the wood element, which is another element for that area, you could do a bench. You know, you could do something very decorative with wood. I mean, there's an endless supply of ideas, right?
For sure.
I'm sure you know even more than I do.
Yeah.
if you can plan your backyard to enhance the Bagua as much as possible, it's going to benefit you in the end.
Okay.
So for sure. So some of the ideas, there's a couple of ideas I'll give you, like lighting along the paths and along the gardens. That's a good feng shui cure for anybody's backyard.
Wow. Okay. The lighting contractors are all very happy about that.
Yes, I'm sure they are, right? The other thing is sound. You want, you know, birds chirping in your backyard. You want wind chimes, slowly in the breeze. Those type of things attract positive chi, as well as it makes it feel very, you know, serene when you're sitting there, right?
Okay.
The other thing is moving water. Like I said, the fountains, if you hear that, you know, that sound that the water makes when it's flowing.
Yes.
It's a very relaxing, loving thing to hear. I had my husband just build me a water feature in my backyard. I love it. I love sitting out there and listening to it. That's very relaxing to mm-hmm. me. If you want to attract animals, even though we don't want them necessarily in our garden, but having, you know, squirrels and chipmunks and bunnies and all those things in your garden is active chi.
Oh,
animals are wonderful chi. So even though we want to get rid of them, please don't.
Okay, because I have chipmunks living under my front steps.
Yes,
that's
we all do. Imagine
yeah.
they're the ones that are destroying mine. But
yes.
You want that because the energy from them is usually very positive.
Oh,
so that's a very
interesting.
Good thing. Yes.
So when clients ask me what to do about their animals and their habits, I can say, well, it's good feng shui. Let's look
good.
On the bright side.
Nobody wants to hear that, but it is good feng shui.
Okay.
So, you know, but even just a bird feeder.
I would say a bird feeder, attracting birds.
Attracting those beautiful birds, especially the hummingbirds. And,
yes.
I mean, that's a very good feng shui. So
okay. That's
a good thing to have. The other things is, we were talking about, like the curves into your pathways and your gardens, that's a very good feng shui cure. And the last thing would be anything, a symbol of something that makes you happy or boost your energy. So in my garden, I have angels. That's something that I really love.
Okay.
I love looking at them. I feel a very good connection to them, hence my name of my business.
Right.
It's just something that I like. So if that's not your idea, then, you know, maybe one of those cute little garden signs they all have in the stores now.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of things you can do. You could add crystals. You could add all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Even
so as long as it's a
rock.
Personal thing.
Yeah, it's
there's
a personal
thing.
There's
not something that's wrong.
Right. There's no wrong answers to it.
Okay.
As long as it brings you happiness, then that's a good thing to have in your garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, did you want to talk to us about the Bagua? Is that a good time now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The Bagua is a very big tool that we use in feng shui, especially the black sack feng shui. I'm going to try and explain it to you. It's much easier to do it in, you know,
person,
when you visualize
yes, yeah.
it. So I'm going to help
one,
you visualize
yeah, no, exactly.
it. Yeah, it's very, it's, I'll make it as simple as I can.
Okay.
So you have to visualize a tic-tac board.
Okay.
Okay. So it has nine sections of the board. Each section represents part of the Bagua, which also represents a category of your life.
Okay.
So everybody has the same categories, and they do overlap because your life overlaps. Right. Okay. So, and you can place this Bagua on the floor plan of your home, your property, your office, individual rooms.
Okay.
You can even put it in your car.
Wow.
So, you know, a Bagua map can go in anywhere.
Okay.
And it can be applied to anywhere.
So you could apply it to, let's say, your backyard.
Yes. Specifically just your backyard. Yes.
Okay.
Especially when you're planning, you know, mm-hmm. the landscaping, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when, and then every area has a purpose or a life category. It has colors, some just one color, most are several colors, numbers that represent that area, as well as an element like a wood element, water element, earth element, as well as a body part. But we're not going to get into all that because that's another type of topic, right?
Okay.
But, yeah, so you place it over your floor plan, and the where you start the Bagua map from start to go into it is your front door of your, so the front of your building where your front door is, it has to line up and be in one of these three areas. And the three areas is skills and knowledge, your career and your life journey, your life path, and your helpful people and travel area. Your door is going to land in one of those.
Okay.
Okay, so if you can visualize that, and then I'll explain the rest of
those are the bottom three on the tic-tac-toe board.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So then the first place I always mention to people is your far back left corner of your floor plan. We're going to talk about the house. Okay.
Okay.
So your the far back right left-hand corner, top left-hand corner is your wealth area. So once you can figure that out in the tic-tac board, then you can place the Bagua map on anything.
Okay.
So once you figure out when you walk in your door, the back far left is your wealth area, then it's easier to place it anywhere else.
Okay.
So you can then, when you come out your back door into your garden or your backyard, again, it's the far back left corner, hand corner of your garden that is your wealth area.
Okay.
So you're trying to apply the feng shui cures that work best in that area.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
Right. I hope I was able to get you to visualize that.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm picturing my areas, and we already before the show we discovered that my one in my house is actually my garage.
Yes.
And then I've got a lovely corner which is my where my Japanese maple is, and it's a nice my favorite peaceful corner in my backyard.
Oh, that's nice.
That's that corner. So.
Yeah, that's great. And you feel that way, so that makes it even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's attracting better wealth for you.
Okay.
That's how you have to think.
When I'm in my backyard.
Always. Okay. As long as we keep up with the weeding.
Okay.
That's the way to do it.
All right. So in our backyards, we talked about what we could add. How about colors? So now in that corner for me is a burgundy Japanese maple. So is that a good thing?
That's a great thing.
It's a great thing. Okay.
Yes. You want reds, purples, like I said. excuse me. Reds, purples, gold, silvers. Anything that royal blue, anything that makes you feel wealthy. So color, like there's lots of colors that just make you feel like sometimes it's pink that makes people feel wealthy. If that's your color, even though it doesn't specifically belong in that area, go with that. That's about the intuitive thing.
Okay.
So when you have to think of it on both ways, if intuitively it's telling you it's a good color, then go with that color.
Okay. If you like it, you like it, right?
Because that feeling you get with the liking of it is overpowering of anything else that I would suggest.
Okay.
That's how I see it as. So as a practitioner, that's how I would recommend it to you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And how about the entrance? So we can get to our backyards through the house usually, of course.
Yes.
But there's usually another entrance, right? Does it matter? I guess, do we treat that like the front door entrance? Or, again, it's in the Bagua that it...
It is in the Bagua overall, the property.
Okay.
We were talking earlier about how your place is positioned on the property. Your house faced a little bit differently.
Yeah.
So your garden gate...
What are you doing? Sorry.
Your garden gate would consider your chi, your front door, to your backyard. Because you are going to separate it. You're going to place the Bagua map in your backyard. You're going to place it over the property. And you're going to place it over the house.
Okay.
Okay? And you can do it all.
Excellent.
But if you're going to do it from your gate, make it beautiful. I love those arched gates with the flowers and the, all that beautiful stuff is so important, especially at the mouth of the chi. So, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an important feature for sure.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Now I have a swimming pool.
Okay.
Is that a good thing? Like, it's not a water feature.
It's still water.
And a hot tub. Actually, we have a hot tub and a water feature.
So, where's your hot tub?
The hot tub. What do you mean?
Like in your backyard, where is your hot tub place? So now you know the Bagua.
Yes. Okay. So the hot tub is, right when you come out. So that's the hot tub here.
Okay.
I know, we're not on video, and Gary always threatens that he's going to put me on video one of these days. So I don't know.
Okay. So for yours, Joanne, Because this is where your hot tub is.
Yes.
Now, if we're going to use the gate as the mouth of the chi,
yeah,
we could do that. Okay, so we're going to do the gate. I think that just makes it easier for people to understand. Okay, so when you come in the gate, your hot tub is sitting in, it's between the helpful people area and the career life journey area. So it's kind of both. Now, water is great in the career area.
Okay, that's a good thing.
It's the element.
Okay.
So make sure, you know, the water is kept clean. Yeah. You know, the maintenance of the hot tub.
Okay.
Up to snuff. Like, you want it to be a well-running machine.
Okay, good. Okay. We are better at it. Last year, we had a little issues because it was all like, I thought you did it and you thought I did it.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But we have been better at it this year.
That's good. That's good. And your pool is fine.
Okay.
Is it more in here or is it right in the middle?
It's most of the yard. They've squeezed a little pool into a little yard and there's very little, like you can't, there's no even place really to sit. We can sit a little bit now in this corner here, the streets here. Okay. But you couldn't really sit. We couldn't even really have a solar blanket because we're like, well, where do you put it? You know, to roll it up and stuff. So yeah, it's because it's a corner lot. It's a very tiny space.
Okay.
And the biggest area we had is that's where we put the hot tub.
Right. Okay. You know, so. And that's fine. And what you can do, because this is because it's all the back of your Bagua map.
Yeah.
So it's in the it's in the wealth, it's in the fame, and it's in the relationship marriage area.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So water here in the abundance is great.
Okay.
These two, not so much.
Okay.
Okay. So what you do to fix that is you add plants to stop the water.
Excellent, which I just naturally do.
Right.
Yes.
See, and that's your intuitive kicking in, plus your design, your landscaping design knowledge, right? So I would add, if you can, you know, red for fame. I would add pink for marriage and love.
Okay.
If you can. If you can't, no worries.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, to me, it's all about your intention behind it and what it brings to you.
Oh, okay.
And how you intuitively feel with it there.
Okay.
Sitting here, like you were saying, you're in the relationship, right? That's an awesome place to have you sit with your husband.
Okay.
Or your family.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. And that's new, actually, because I would normally just fill that with plants and we didn't have a sitting area.
Right.
But it kind of gets the afternoon sun. And I felt like because, you know, getting some privacy from the neighbor as well, that kind of come over there. So that's been a new sitting area that I've just kind of created.
Very
so,
nice.
Yeah.
So that's awesome because that is, to me, if I had to choose, it would be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's good. See, intuitively, you know what you're doing. Plus, you have that experience of landscaping.
Yes.
So I think that's.
But don't give me so much credit. I mean, it's the only place that had that. I could fit two chairs. So
anything in the relationship area is awesome.
Oh, good. Yeah, good.
So that's a good thing, too.
And we did add we added a sitting area. At our front door as well, because we don't have a porch.
Right.
And we've always, my husband especially, has always wanted a porch.
Right.
And it's funny because our neighbors across the street have a porch, and I would always go sit at her porch. But then I was looking at my house, and she, you know, so now we added I moved some plants around and kind of created a space for two chairs and
which
and
makes
a table.
It more welcoming too, right?
It does, yeah.
Because
neighbors keep coming over.
Yeah,
I know people. See? Well, because we don't have the sidewalk on our side, right?
Oh,
so people are less likely, but now they are coming over and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
so
it's
you're
been kind of nice.
That
yeah.
Good energy,
yeah.
Right?
So that's really
that's
good. I'll
huge,
let my neighbors know that they have good energy if there's any of them listening to us tonight. So I just recently was on a trip to Minneapolis. And talking and looking at garden tours. So we went nonstop for 3 days, garden tours, public, private.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say one of the things that really, I think maybe because I don't have a ton of space to have sitting areas, my eye is really drawn to where and how people treat sitting areas. And there are some really unique sitting areas.
Right.
Sometimes even the house next to the house we were doing the tour, like before getting back on the bus. I know this one in particular that I really loved, but it wasn't on the tour, but the bus was there. So I took pictures of that sitting area.
Right.
So there's just something about if you're going to go through all that work in your landscape and in your yard, you know, cutting the grass and planting the bushes, just to have a space to really sit and enjoy it.
Yep.
And I think that's what bothered me about not having that in our front yard because of the pool in the back, my gardens are all in the front.
Right.
But I never, and even we added a bird feeder and never could see it, right? Because we were just going in and out of the house.
Right. You're not paying attention to it, right?
Yeah. There was no place to
sit. All that work and you're not even paying attention
to it. Unless I wanted to sit on my front steps, which didn't make sense, you know.
No.
So I'm really enjoying having that.
That's
so,
good.
And I think people, you know, I think the way furniture has come a long way these days.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting areas, you know, whether they don't have to be fancy. Some of these were really simple, mm-hmm. really simple. Some were with reclaimed, like kind of vintage furniture and stuff like that. They were some really unique, unique things. So I know on my Facebook page, I've been sharing some of the different blogs from the other bloggers. I haven't had time to blog my rate one yet, but I've got them in my head. And one of them, I do want to cover sitting areas because they were some really unique ones.
And I think it's important.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
From a feng shui perspective as well as a personal, I think it's important that we have a place to sit and enjoy the hard work.
Yes.
Right? Especially you as a landscaper, you know, it's nice to just sit.
Yeah.
And your property should revitalize you. You know, when you sit in the front or the back of your home, it should make you feel at peace and calm and, you know, where you have some place to go, especially in the beautiful weather that we've had, even though it's hot.
Yes.
I mean, compared to the snow we get.
Yeah, we can't complain.
Yeah,
we can't complain,
right? Yeah. I mean, really. And it is nice to have a nice place to sit. Can I just mention one thing about color?
Mm-hmm.
We had two of those plastic, you know, deck chairs type of thing in the front of our house. Well, they got faded because, you know, the sun and whatever.
Yeah.
So we spray painted them a beautiful purple because purple is my color. And we have so many people that comment on our purple chairs because I have purple flowers and all that too. And I actually have people when I go at my front door saying, oh, we love your chairs. That's such a great idea. So that, again, is good positive energy coming to my home, which I love. Like, I absorb it. I'm like,
Oh, that's great. We have gotten adding those two chairs to the and our little table to the front. Like everybody has commented.
Yeah, and that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, you feel house proud.
Yeah,
and that's
definitely
what you want, is to be house proud, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it is all about, and you say that about our yards should be relaxing, but I think that is one thing for someone who works outside that, you know, it's kind of relaxing, but it kind of isn't. Because I'll sit down and go, especially coming back from this tour, right?
Yes.
I'm walking around my own garden going, okay, I got to change that. I got to dig that out. You know, so I do tend to kind of go in the backyard and go, okay, now I got to do this. And I actually stopped putting a lot of annuals. When we first got there, I'd hang all the annuals, you know, from the fence. Mm-hmm. The house came with all these hooks and stuff. Well, then, you know, I'd just get in the backyard and think, oh, I've got to deadhead that. Oh, look at those. The deadhead things are falling into the pool. Like, it was a real negative.
Right.
And so I found, okay, I need to cut back.
Yes.
So I really cut back on that because it was affecting my energy. You know, even though it was a positive thing, it made it look pretty, but boy, it got me anxious.
It's
because
depleting your
energy. It was depleting me.
So if it's depleting you, get rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah. To me, for the result that you're going to get from it is not going to be, even if it's beautiful, it's depleting your energy. It's taking away from what the purpose of it is. So why have it?
Yeah.
You know, especially because you work in that environment.
Yeah, so, for sure. And I say that to some clients too, where they say they want a particular thing or it's not growing in the garden or, and I say, you know, just like vegetables, you know, it's a lot of work.
It is.
And you, if you're going to, sometimes they want to make it bigger than they need it to be. And I'm like, put two plants, or they for the kids, right? Put two plants in a pot, and you know, that's more than enough.
Yeah, I did that for the last several years. I just first planted my first vegetable garden this summer.
Oh, okay,
because I was ready for it.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. You really have to stay on top of it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
you
and
really
the
do.
Buddies like my carrots, and now I don't have any. But but well worth it.
Yeah,
well worth it.
Yeah for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we pause? Our time is flying. I told you it would. I know.
Yes.
I know. We do have a couple of questions, and we'll come right back. You are listening to Down the Garden Path, all about feng shui in the garden tonight here on Reality Radio. We will be right back.
God, it feels like forever, but no one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head.
How do you feel? All right, it's that time of year. And now you know that it's time to do that task that most of us hate to do. Painting. What is the best paint formula to use? What color? How about all of that prep work? Not to mention purchasing all of the required proper equipment and materials, plus the cleanup. If you are like most folks and you want that paint job done right the very first time to look absolutely stunning, it's time to call 360 Painting. At 360 Painting, we use our unique 20-step painting process that assures and guarantees your painting project will look the absolute best on the planet, period. With professional advice, personnel, and the most advanced equipment, 360 Painting will get your painting job done right every time, on time and to your complete satisfaction. No job too small or too large. Please visit our website for more information at durham.360painting.com. Call us at 905-767-4653. Remember, at 360 Painting, our estimates and consultations are always free. So please call us today and enjoy your new paint scheme tomorrow. Are you currently looking for a part-time professional career, but you are just not sure what to do or where to go to make a great part-time living? Well, if you live in the Durham, Ontario region, then Durham Ways Bus Lines is the absolute professional career just for you. We offer complete comprehensive training, an excellent starting salary, and ongoing support in your choice to be a professional school, corporate, or charter transportation specialist. With flexible hours and many great benefits, Durham Ways Bus Lines is that perfect part-time career for retirees, housewives, or anyone looking to make great extra money with a professional and reputable company. Why not call us today at 905-433-1392 or visit our website at www.durhamwaybuslines.ca. At Durham Ways Bus Lines, we are the safe way.
The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw. To get on board, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free, 1-866-905-7325. Send us an email in studio101@gmail.com. And now, right back to Joanne.
Thank you very much, Gary, and welcome back, everyone, to Down the Garden Path. I hope you're enjoying this really informative evening about feng shui in the garden and learning as much as I am. I just can't wait. I'm really enjoying all these tips. And I hope you email us your questions. If you have any more questions or anything specific to your home or garden, we'd love to answer your questions tonight. So Trish, we've talked, welcome back, Trish John, from your spiritual connection, .ca is Trish's website. And we've talked a bit about the front yard and the backyard. Now, when I'm also doing a landscape design, I'm very cognizant of the views from the house because one, we're only outside for, a few months of the year. We're looking at our gardens from the inside,
right.
But also, I don't want to look at a shed when I'm standing at my kitchen sink. I think clients, if they're asking me where to put a garden, I consider the views of the house. So does feng shui, does that apply?
It definitely does because, what you're looking at will definitely affect you, good or bad. So if you are looking, out your window and you're seeing, an ugly tree or a tree that's dying or a shed or something that just doesn't look attractive, it's definitely going to affect you. It's going to affect how you're feeling about your day, about yourself, about your home. And we were just talking about, being proud of your home. That, to me, is all affecting your energy, which is definitely a feng shui thing.
Okay.
So, yes, when you're looking, and that's great that you do that with your clients, is get them to look from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think people get... When you're looking out your back window, once your landscape is all done, you want to make sure it looks beautiful.
Yes.
Because you are going to be in the house during the winter, mm-hmm. and you are going to be looking outside. So mm-hmm. you don't want anything blocking your view either. Because
mm-hmm.
if a tree is right in front of a window, either your front door or your back door, it's blocking opportunities.
Mm.
It's blocking your point of view. It's blocking advancement in work. Depending on where it is. There's so many obstacles.
Okay.
So you don't want to create an obstacle. And a shed in front of a window is bad feng shui. It's not something I would recommend ever. But people, I'm sure, don't think about it.
For sure. For sure. Because, yeah, it's more practical. People will think it's away from the kids, yes. You know, so they have the back, you know, back of the fence to play soccer, or it's that's the flattest surface.
Yes,
right.
That's true.
You know, so certainly they're not trying to do something that they, you know, intentional, but they're looking at it from practical purposes. Right.
Yes.
And I often help with that because usually I was saying I tend to be like a little referee. Right. Because I, you know, one person wants it in one spot. One person wants it in another spot. Or somebody, the husband wants the deck and the wife wants a patio, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really about making them kind of see the point of view and from a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
Right?
And from the designer's point of view, too.
Absolutely.
I think that's so important that they get that because that's why you do what you do.
Yes.
Right? That you make things look beautiful, but it's also about what looks best and works the best.
Yes.
So, and feng shui is all agree with that. Okay. So yes, so I'm on board on that.
Yeah.
So,
And sometimes it's hard to do because I know I needed help with designing my own front yard because it's hard to do your own. You need someone with a fresh perspective.
It is. You definitely need somebody else to look at it and give you their point of view. Even if you don't agree with it, it's sometimes nice to hear the other opposite side of it.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. Now, I know you've mentioned already about adding water in specific places. So adding water or fire, because fire pits are a big thing right now, too. Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips or suggestions for adding water or fire to our outdoor spaces?
Yeah, sorry. The water would be great in your wealth area or your career area, which is the front of the Bagua map.
Okay.
Okay. It's the front center. Wealth, again, is in the far back left corner of your lot or your home. The fire would be right beside the wealth. So fame is what fire is the fame has the element of fire, so that's where I would put the fire pit if I have a choice. You know, not always an option,
right?
Fire can also go in the center of your backyard as well, because health also is a can have the fire element. You know, in feng shui, it's all about balance, too. So too much of anything, even if it's, that is the element, is not a good thing.
Yeah.
It's the yin and yang. Okay. It's the balance, and you need the balance of everything. So having the fire pit, you know, in the middle is great, but as long as you have water around it, you have the metal element around it, which could be, you know, the topping of it. You have to balance all the elements as well as, you know, the surroundings.
Right. Because, the home. So that was one of the things in that landscape master plan that I created.
Right.
We needed to adjust the fire pit and kind of move it more center.
Right.
And also the red, moving the Japanese maple. And when it got planted, the homeowner, one of the homeowners wanted it a little bit closer to the fire pit, kind of that thing. Mm-hmm. And the husband joked and said, I don't want that much prosperity. Like, because he didn't want to move the tree, right? Because he knew how much work it was to plant it.
Yes.
So he kind of joked and said, no, I don't want to, you know. So, he kind of kept it light. So they certainly were very down to earth about the whole thing and helped. She was very practical, I think. They did, and I know the water was facing the house.
Yes,
that was important. Yeah, I had it actually turned. It was a water feature that was like a wall, cascading wall, that actually was turned to kind of like a 45-degree angle so that it was facing the house.
Right, yes. It's definitely the water should be running towards the house because that's your water represents money.
Okay.
So you want your money flowing into your house, not flowing away from the house.
Okay.
And you see so many people that do put fountains in, and it's running away from their house.
Okay.
And there is such a negative attachment to that. So
really?
Definitely run it towards your home.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what about bubbling rocks? I'm doing that right now. So it's like a large rock with a hole in the center. So now the water's coming up and going
down.
That's
fine.
That one's fine.
As long as it's functioning on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And if it ever gets clogged or stuck, you have to make sure you maintain that. I know with mine that we're doing, ours for some reason got rust on it, and when the water, we had to take it all apart and you have to maintain it for sure. Don't leave it, let it be stagnant water.
For sure. Yeah, that's the biggest concern people have. A lot of people want water features, but they know practically that it's a lot of work to maintain them.
Yeah, it is.
But
it's worth it, though.
It's worth it. And I think you just have to make sure you have the right one.
Yes.
So in this case, I think a lot of people, the bubbling rock and the no standing water and the recirculating.
Yes.
You know, so the first one was a wall, but the same thing, the water was, there was no pooling water at all. And when they turned it on, the water recirculated underground and kind of came up over the wall. And the one we're working on now will be a bubbling rock.
Right.
And with a hole in the center so the water will kind of still stay in that container, kind of flowing, recirculating.
As long as it's recirculating and moving, it's
yes.
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because with that type of thing, it can't flow in one direction only.
Right.
So as long it's as fine. It's flowing and moving, then it's fine.
It's yeah. totally fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
Excellent. Well, I told you time would fly. Oh, so before we go, I know we've got a few listeners wondering about your contact information and your courses. And I do want to highlight, Trisha's website is yourspiritualconnection.ca. Did you want to tell us a little bit about the services? I know you can do them sure. by phone and Skype as well. So
yes.
why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, so I can do consultations in person. Those are my favorite, of course. Mm-hmm. But I can also do it through Skype, email, telephone. You know, whatever your choice is, I have a budget for everybody. So, you know, that's why I offer all different variety ways of doing it, because not everybody can afford, you know, certain ways.
Yeah.
So you can also come to one of my workshops. I have a workshop coming up. It's a Feng Shui Lunch and Learn. It's on Wednesday, August 17th at the Three Steps Up Coffee House in Whitby. From 10 till 3:30, so it is an all-day workshop, but it's about learning about feng shui. We're doing a meditation, and then we're doing a salt burn as well, and we're having a wonderful lunch there, and then we're creating our own feng shui dream boards. If you have ever done a dream board,
okay,
it's great. I love it, lots of fun, but we're adding feng shui to it, which makes it even, to me, works better, faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's more organized, you get more focus, so that's
okay.
why I think it's a great way to do your dream board.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, so.
Excellent. And you are, so that's your website,
yes.
and you are on Facebook as well.
Yes, yourspiritualconnection.ca, .com is for the Facebook. My email is yourspiritualconnection@hotmail.com. And my number is 905-391-8801. And you can always just call or email me questions.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Mm. And I hope everybody enjoyed. We do have a question here about, I guess you missed the beginning of the show, but we do have a question about the roots of feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
So just briefly, you said it was China.
China was where feng shui started. And they have about three different schools, and they all have little levels of different schools.
Okay.
I practice black sect feng shui, which relates most to me. That's
mm-hmm.
why I take it. I've studied it for many years, and
yeah.
That's what I do when I use when I do consultations.
Right. And like you said, it's been around 4,000 years, so
yes.
it's not a fad. I think
yes.
it does kind of come in and out a little
it
bit
does.
Of popularity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It just depends, I think.
It does. It does.
Can it be see it as more of a cultural thing?
I think it's how you take it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's not about any religion or beliefs.
Culture. Okay.
It's about what you're trying to bring into your life and how you believe to do that.
Right.
It's a tool in life. You take it as it is. I know it works. I've been using it for many years. I've
mm-hmm.
had great success with it. My clients have.
Okay.
I think it's a great tool to have in life for sure.
Excellent.
And the one thing I want to mention about the feng shui is your intention goes so far.
Okay.
So when you're going to buy the cure and use the cure and, you know, say plant the flower or whatever, your intention behind what you're trying to attract is what makes the magic of feng shui.
Okay.
If you just go to the store, grab anything off the shelf, throw it into the corner, it's not going to do. You're going to get the same result.
Mm.
So your results are going to be better and bigger if you have the attention behind when you are purchasing whatever you need to purchase.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So if you're cursing and swearing while you're building your water feature, then
yes,
you're kind of defeating
right.
the purpose on the watering feature, right?
You're wasting your time and your money.
Right.
Yeah, so
okay.
For sure, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Trish, thank you for joining us. Hope everybody enjoyed this evening. And there'll be, if you missed it or didn't catch all of it, a recording will be on my website at downtoearth2.ca in a day or so. Give me a day to load it. And if you have more questions, then please check out Trish's email or website, and you can email her. Again, it's yourspiritualconnection.ca. And I want to thank everybody for joining us down the garden path once again this evening. And we'll see you soon. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101.